How does it look different to you? Well, you have to take this meal down there. The most of our bread spread is meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got a meal factory.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've got other bread spread, just flower design, mm-hmm. and things like that that show up.
I see. How about something you rest your head on in bed?
Tell it.
If you remember when you were younger, maybe you still have one, it's like a pillow that you boast it.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. And that's, you wouldn't say that goes part way across, you'd say that goes all the way across, okay? Would you ever use an expression talking about going across the field? You say he didn't walk part way across the field, he walked, you might say, all the way across the field. Would you ever use something like clean across or
fall across? I thought it was clean across, just across the field.
Right. And what about something other than a blanket, something washable that women used to make? It's kind of like a blanket, you can kind of cover in bed.
Yeah, quilt?
Yeah. And I remember, and what do you call a bed made up on the floor?
A pad.
Right. Now, if on the farm you lived on, what do you call the land near the down near the river,
the bottom land?
Okay. And how would you describe that kind of land as far as
well, it's level and it's rich.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
All the substance is washed, the dirt comes in and leaves it on that land, and that's what makes it rich.
Right? I see. Now, if whatever you might call it rich, is there another word you might use other than rich for that good soil, rich soil, or another word you might use?
Yeah, we call it rich soil.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use the term fertile?
Fertile soil? Hardly ever.
You know that word though?
Yeah. You know what it means? It means the same thing as all the rest of that goes into the land.
Uh-huh. Did you pronounce that?
Well,
say the word.
You take the wood dirt and bend. Now, wood dirt is stronger than ordinary field dirt.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
You might say wood dirt is really...
That's what the land needs. Uh-huh. That's what makes it. Earth.
Uh-huh.
Now, this man here, he moves his yard and bags the grass and takes down at the city hall at all.
Uh-huh.
And I told him when he first moved there, I said, now, I don't think that's at all. All the leaves off this tree, I rake them inside and cut them on my mower.
Uh-huh.
And every little twig or stick or anything that my mower cut, I leave it on my ground. Uh-huh. I've got a pretty good idea. Keep on getting up there with fertilizer the other day before that thing.
What would you call a low-lying grassland on a farm?
A what?
Low-lying grassland on a farm.
Meadows.
Okay. And how about a kind of low-lying land that usually has water on it?
Swamp land.
Okay. And how do you get the, you want to plant that land, what do you have to do with it?
Well, you have to dig it, and you have to condition it to keep the water from standing on it.
Okay. And now when you drain it, what do you call that thing that you cut?
You cut
into the ground.
Or a plow.
Yeah.
You plow it and then you cut it.
Uh-huh. And what do you call that thing that you've done when you're getting ready to drain it, that the water can run off?
We call them ditches.
Okay.
Ditches.
All right. And do you have any name for poor soil?
Yeah. Old red. You can have a looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Poor soil.